This is TWiT.
If you remember the Chris Capicella episode, I asked him about Microsoft 365 Consumer. I knew he wasn't going to answer, but I had to throw that out there because that's going to be a big launch for them in 2019, my sources say. We don't know what it's actually going to be in this bundle yet. Regular old Microsoft 365 is Windows 10 Enterprise, Office 365, and Enterprise Mobility and Security. But we don't know what's going to be in the consumer bundle. We don't know if there'll be a version of Windows that'll be upgradable to something else. We don't know if Skype is going to be in there. I would guess it would be. Probably Cortana, probably Bing in some way. So it's going to be interesting to see what they put in this bundle and who the target audience is. My guess on the target audience is it's prosumers. It's not going to be consumers. It's going to be people who want to get things done. Productivity software matters to them. I'm assuming some variant of Office 365 is in there. But whatever they end up putting into this bundle, this is their whole idea of we can't let consumers completely go. We can't just be an enterprise-focused company. And we think a subscription bundle is the way to attack that market. So I'm going to be really intrigued when and how they launch that product and how the reception is for that product. I remember when they launched Office 365 Home and Personal, a lot of people said, no consumers are ever going to buy that. Who wants to subscribe to Office? It's been pretty successful. Both of the variants have been successful for them. So I'm curious if there'll be gaming in there too.
The reason Office 365 for consumers is so successful is because it's so essential. It's a great deal, you know. Mm-hmm. And you still hear from people occasionally who will say something along the lines of, why would I pay $99 a year for this thing when I can just buy one and use it as long as I want? And there are answers to that. And the answers include such things as the fact that this thing is updated every single month with major new features like across the board, that it works with five different people across any number of machines you care to use. That you get 1 terabyte of OneDrive storage. It kind of goes on and on. It's a no-brainer. And so I think the trick for Microsoft 365 is to be the same kind of no-brainer. And to me, there's no indication that this is where they're headed with it, but it is that thing that you just suggested. It should be all Microsoft. And that should include Xbox. It should be the way to get all of the stuff that Microsoft has to offer, including Xbox Live Gold and Game Pass. Office 365, you know, on an annual basis. And I'm curious mostly what it will be and how they position it. It's not going to replace Office 365. I would imagine it will be essentially like a higher SKU, you know, an upgrade. And will they offer people who have home subscriptions a way to upgrade to Microsoft 365?
Right.
Which is something you can do today on the commercial side.
Yeah, I know it sounds like kind of an incremental product probably to many people who watch and listen to this show, but believe me, this is a big deal for them because they're always looking for how can we bundle things together? It's been successful for us in the past. How can we sell things as a subscription because everything's going towards the cloud and a cloud revenue model? So I really think this is going to be big. I'm just super curious. You know, what goes in there?
it's a good point because if you think about it, not that Microsoft invented the Office productivity suite per se, but they did turn it into a smash success. And I'm sure if we were to go back in time to the early 90s, you would find people saying, why would I buy all of Office? I only need the word processor, you know. Mm-hmm. And the way you make that thing a no-brainer is that the all-up suite is not that much more expensive. You know, you're not paying 5 times the cost of one of the apps. You're paying maybe 2 times or whatever it is. And so the value proposition has changed slightly because we're subscribing now, essentially. So we're not really buying it outright. But we're really having the same conversation, you know. Mm-hmm. Office was kind of a no-brainer for that day. Office 365, I think, is today. And the trick here is going to be how do you do that for Microsoft 365?
Yep. Couldn't trick Chris Kapp into telling us a thing.
It's unannounced or it's been announced, but
it's cagey.
So I found a couple job postings mentioning it.
Okay.
And I know it exists, and I've heard it's next year, this coming year, right. That they are going to be launching
just
it.
Don't but know he, what it is, and they haven't.
No, he was funny. He goes, you know, well, if there was a product like that, blah.
I couldn't tell you anything.
But I couldn't really tell you. Yeah.